Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Always glad that you are with me. And today, as you saw in the title, today we're talking about conference realignment and what it means for Ole Miss. Spoiler alert, nothing. It doesn't mean anything. And we'll get to that here coming up in 1 second. But first, I just want to tell you, one, I'm glad that you're with me. The audiences were great for the College World Series run. For that, I very much thank you. Really strong listenership and numbers, even after the one loss in the postseason, you guys still listen. So for that, I thank you. June is a really difficult time to do solo podcasting, except for when a team you cover with a passionate fan base like the one Ole Miss has wins a national championship. By the way, in case you forgot, Ole Miss baseball won the national championship. In case that hadn't sunk in yet, there's another reminder for you. But again, I am Michael Borky. Follow me on Twitter if you have not already. B-O-R-K-E-Y is the last name. You'll probably never see it anywhere else. It's a pretty unique and also terrible last name. Find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Michael Borky. Subscribe, follow, whatever the case may be. Depending on the platform, I'm there. It's all the same name. Find me, follow me if you'd like. Also, subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Wherever you get them in your podcast app, just search Rebel Report and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. I would appreciate that very much. Let's start with this, though. I want to start here because over the last few days, I have heard from whether it's people like on Twitter who follow me or listeners to the radio show who are texting in or whatever that have said things after the conference realignment thing began this year with USC and UCLA moving to the Big Ten. And there's all kinds of moving parts right now. The Big 12 is going to poach who they want from the Pac-12, and it leaves four teams behind, which may or may not be able to join the Big Ten. And if they can't, maybe the Mountain West is the option or the Ivy League for Stanford. It's all kind of a mess right now. It's all a big mess in a lot of college football right now, but not for you. Even still, I've heard from a lot of Ole Miss fans that have said things like, all right, I'm out. I'm done. This conference realignment thing has pushed me over the edge. It's not college football anymore. I don't recognize it. I'm done. I've heard that a lot from people lately. Ole Miss people, if this was a Cal fan or an Oregon State or a Washington State fan saying something like that to me, I'd get it because it feels like they're kind of in purgatory. I mean, Washington State might have to go down to the Mountain West. That's probably a tough pill to swallow. It's also a place that they probably actually belong in, but that's a conversation for a different platform, not an Ole Miss-based podcast. If it was them saying those things, I would get where they're coming from. I would understand. But if you're an Ole Miss fan, right now, after this, saying this is what has pushed you over the edge and you're done, I think you're a crazy person. No offense, but I think you're insane. This is, from an Ole Miss perspective, a great time to be a fan for you. I mean, think about it for a second. First of all, you're not going anywhere, and I'll address that in a second. People like Pat Forty or radio shows in Baton Rouge or Nashville or Greenville, South Carolina, wherever the hell, people talking about the SEC kicking Ole Miss out are incredibly stupid people. I hate to be so harsh, but that's a stupid conversation being had by people that are either willfully ignorant or ignorant to the point where they shouldn't have the platforms that they do. That's the reality of that situation. But you're not going anywhere. Nothing is happening to you. So if you're Ole Miss or you're a fan of Ole Miss, one, you've got a really exciting football coach that has built your brand and continues to build your brand into something nationally attractive. Lane Kiffin's marketing prowess is really benefiting Ole Miss. So you've had exciting, fun football teams coached by a guy that either intentionally or unintentionally is a marketing genius. Nothing's going to happen to you because a representative from your school was sitting in the right boardroom in December of 1932. You're not going anywhere. all of the conference realignment stuff will not impact you at all. It won't impact your rivalries. It won't impact your schedule. It might enhance your schedule because Texas and Oklahoma are joining, which makes your home and road games more fun when the conference expands to 16. You've got an exciting coach. You are not in danger of this impacting you whatsoever. You're not losing a single game that matters to you at all. You've got a very talented roster that was built uniquely. I mean, if you're not looking forward to watching Zach Evans and Michael Trigg play football in a Lane Kiffin offense, there is something wrong with you. Am I saying that college football is perfect and everything is peachy? No, I'm not. You know, the NIL era and stuff like that is certainly something to question. But right now, Ole Miss, through the transfer portal and Lane Kiffin's methods, have built a roster that should be competitive and fun. You have your brand is as strong as it's been in quite some time, stronger than in the Hugh Freeze era because there's no cloud hanging over Lane Kiffin's head. So exciting brand of football, talented roster, a schedule, by the way, that you should feel good about that is built for you to win a lot of games. Conference realignment is not impacting you at all. You just came off a 10-win season. What on earth is an Ole Miss fan watching the or reading the college football news? Why on earth is your thought, this sucks, I'm out? You have no reason. Sorry, I'm preaching, but you've got no reason to be out right now. It should feel great to be you right now in the position that you're in. You're going to be competitive. You're going to be fun. And this stuff, this chaos doesn't impact you at all. Why is this the thing that you're out on? Blows my mind. I mean, if you weren't out after the NCAA investigation, then this shouldn't kick you out or be the means to your end in college football fandom, especially Ole Miss. So forgive me for being a little bit preachy. I'm sorry that I'm kind of preachy, but when I've heard that from people, my question is why? What about anything that's going on is causing you to be done? The only thing that can possibly happen to you is your schedule gets enhanced because you add a trip to Chapel Hill, which is a cool place, by the way. I'm a big fan of North Carolina. I think they would fit seamlessly in the SEC. I think Chapel Hill is a cool town, all that stuff. If it happens to be North Carolina, whatever. That's the worst thing that happens to you is you add another team to your conference that would generally be a pretty good road trip. Clemson, let's just pretend that Clemson somehow works their way into the SEC. Again, content for a different day. I don't think the SEC should extend an olive branch to Clemson or Florida State or Miami because they're on life support. And do you really? Anyway, conversation for a different day, different show. Point is, this is as exciting of a time to be an Ole Miss fan as there has been in recent history. You know, maybe when Eli Manning was playing. I think this is more exciting than the Hugh Freeze era. Because again, no black cloud. NCAA's not coming for you. Nobody's questioning your recruiting. You're not making headlines negatively. The brand, the Ole Miss brand, specifically in football, has not been stronger than since before I moved here 12 years ago. It's a small window. A lot of you have been around a lot longer than that, but the Ole Miss football brand right now is the strongest it's been in 12 years. It's a really exciting time for you. Embrace it is what I'm trying to say. Don't let conference realignment turn you off because you shouldn't be turned off because Ole Miss is in a great spot right now. A great spot. Embrace it. Enjoy it. It's fun. It will be fun. The podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you're in the market for office technology, any office technology, copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data security, phone systems, whatever the case may be, if it's tech, if it's in the office, and you are anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, Advantage Business Systems has you covered. ABSMS.com, again, is the website. If you tell them I sent you, you get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need, what your budget is, they'll assess it, give you a quote absolutely free on me. The podcast is also brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University. It's the best place in the state to get your meat. Got great sides as well. Daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. I know it's hot out there, but it's still grilling weather. shirt off, grilling weather. You know, get yourself a tan while you're behind the grill. But if you're going to be cooking with meat, you have to go to LB's. Again, it's on University, just across from Kroger. It's the best place in the state to get your meat. Greg and the good people there at LB's are big supporters of Ole Miss sports, and they will help you out as well. Just tell them that I sent you. I mentioned a second ago, and this is really what I want to talk about today. Because conference realignment impacts you not at all. I have seen people make reference to, like Pat Forty, talking about how Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Vanderbilt should, quote, watch their backs, but yet he managed to leave Missouri out of the watch your back category, which is really funny considering when you find out where he went to school. Anyway, Joel Klatt has made reference to conferences kicking teams out. I have talked to people who were listening to Baton Rouge radio that have said that, for example, Ole Miss has no value to the SEC. They should kick them out. Apparently, they were talking about it in Nashville and on and on and on. That has been a conversation that people have been having in the South. On that note, if you are concerned at all about Ole Miss being kicked out of the SEC, you should not be. Go ahead and stop that worry right now, because it's simply not going to happen to a charter member of the league, on top of the fact that it's logistically damn near impossible to actually pull off. Even if they wanted to, it would be extremely hard to do, to the point where it wouldn't be worth the headache and the lawsuits that would follow should that actually occur. The only way that would happen, realistically, is if the SEC ceased to exist. If they stopped and merged and created a completely and totally new conference with new bylaws, then it would be something that could happen, and it still would not happen. The people that are having those conversations are ill-informed morons. Ill-informed morons. That's what it is. It's a conversation that's not worth having. It's doing a disservice to your listeners, because even if they wanted to, it's damn near impossible. But here's the next layer, and here's what these people that are having these conversations don't quite understand, I guess, or are willfully ignorant or pushing an agenda about Ole Miss specifically. This is an Ole Miss podcast, Ole Miss specifically. Conference expansion right now is all about brand power and money. That's what it's all about, right? It's about what value do these schools bring to the SEC or the Big Ten. Talking about money value. And markets, by the way, aren't a thing anymore. Markets were a thing 10 years ago when the SEC network formed, when you were still trying to get cable subscribers, and it was far more terrestrial. That's why Missouri's in the SEC. Today, Missouri wouldn't be in the SEC. 10 years ago, when you were trying to get big cities with access to the SEC network, with the bundles and all that stuff, then that mattered. That doesn't matter anymore. It's all about just straight up, how many eyeballs can you get? Not what market are you near or what cities exist in your state. It's how many people watch you. How valuable is your brand? Because ESPN is now available to anybody. Even if you don't have cable, you can get ESPN nationally. You can get the SEC network nationally. Everybody can get it. You don't have to be in a certain state to make it more accessible. The landscape has changed a lot. When you say things like Ole Miss adds no value to the SEC, let's play this out. There are 14 teams currently in the SEC. Vanderbilt, Missouri, Mississippi State, Ole Miss are the teams that everybody's talked about kicking out. Who available, truly available? So eliminate the Big Ten teams, because they're not available. None of them are leaving. Would bring more value to the SEC than Ole Miss, to where it actually increases the revenue that would be generated, that would make going through the headache of kicking a team out, which again is really, really hard to do and would be a massive headache. What program out there could you replace Ole Miss with that would actually increase the value to the point where it would be worth the headache of kicking a team out? On top of the fact that they don't want to kick anybody out because it's damn near impossible to do, and they want to expand. They don't want to stay at 16. If they're going to add teams to the SEC, they're going to add the number of teams that exist in the SEC. There's no replacing going on. But it's especially stupid when you talk about Ole Miss. It's especially stupid when you talk about Ole Miss, because let's pretend for a second that the AP ranked colleges based on revenue generating and television viewership. Ole Miss is a top 25 team on an annual basis in television viewership, in budget, in revenue, recruiting. Ole Miss is a top 25 football program on the business side of it. And I guess for some reason people see Mississippi and they think, no, that can't be true, but it is true. I'll give you example one by one. So Ole Miss, for example, is a top 20 program in television viewership. They ranked 18th in television viewership in recent ratings, recent television ratings. Ole Miss is 18th in college football. Yes, a product of that is who they play and not necessarily who they are. But that 18 number in viewership ranks ahead of Clemson, ranks ahead of Florida State, ranks ahead of Iowa, ranks ahead of UCLA and Southern Cal. It ranks ahead of six SEC teams, including Tennessee, and is 1.4 million people per game more than Pat Forty's Missouri. The SEC rankings, for what it's worth in viewership, well, from a national perspective, Alabama's first at number three in the country. Georgia is number five in the country, second in the SEC. Auburn is third at number seven. Florida is fourth at number 14, Arkansas at 15, LSU 16, A&M 17, Ole Miss 18. So even the teams that are in front of Ole Miss largely very, very close in proximity. Tennessee after Ole Miss at 23, Kentucky at 33, Mississippi State at 43, South Carolina at 52, Missouri at 60, and Vanderbilt at 105. So national audience, which is what these networks actually care about. How many people across the country are watching you? Ole Miss is a top 20 football program in the country. Is that in part thanks to Lane Kiffin? Yeah, absolutely it is. But this really doesn't change that much even before Lane Kiffin existed. Again, is it a product of who they play? Sure it is. But it doesn't matter because that's what the numbers say that they are. And by the way, if you say, well, that's just because of Lane Kiffin, well, he is the coach at Ole Miss. Clemson's only successful because of Dabo Swinney. So that's a goofy argument. The next thing, though, official visit, which is actually a really interesting follow on Twitter. They survey and review coaches and players and recruits and put out lists. Officialvisit.com is the website where they do these kind of surveys and things like that. You also get, you know, videos from former players talking about certain things, whatever. They surveyed 1,000 high school football players on, quote, brand strength. You want to guess where Ole Miss was in brand strength in college football? 15 in brand strength. That's ahead of Michigan, Florida State, Tennessee, USC, UCLA, ahead of Auburn, ahead of Michigan State, ahead of Mississippi State, ahead of South Carolina, Kentucky, way ahead of Missouri, ahead of Iowa, ahead of Wisconsin, Arkansas, Washington, Nebraska. I mean, on and on and on and on. Ole Miss is number 15, according to this survey, 1,000 recruits, on how they view the brand. And here's the most important factor in all of this. It's television viewership and then also finances. How valuable is Ole Miss? I'm looking at Sportico. This is 2020-2021. The college athletic department database, the operating expenses for 2020 to 2021. Guess what? Ole Miss is also in the top 25 yet again. Ole Miss is a top 25 financial institute or athletic department. It is a top 25 recruiting program on an annual basis, even with the transfer portal and using it, Ole Miss still recruits in the top 25 despite going portal heavy. It is a top 20 watched program in college football. It has real, actual value to the SEC. So the ignorance that has been displayed by people in my business over the last few days is pretty astounding. Because, again, on top of the fact that it's damn near impossible to kick somebody out of the SEC, Ole Miss would not be on the list. Why? Because they have displayed great value. They produce revenue. They produce ratings. They produce players, competitive teams, for the most part. That's what matters. What is your value? Not what is your market, not how many people are in your state. That doesn't matter anymore. It is what is your value. And Ole Miss's value is one that is simply not going anywhere. The facts actually bear that out. The numbers actually bear that out. So, long-winded way, 20-minute long-winded way to say, don't worry, because it's not going to happen. Even if it happened, it would not happen to you. There you go. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Follow me on Twitter if you have not already. I'll be back on Friday with a new episode with you. We're getting ready for football season now, guys. We are getting ready for football season. And that really, really excites me. We can stop talking about this stuff, the stupidity of it all, and just talk about football. That day's coming and coming soon. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys again on
a Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.